Thank you very much. Quite a number of people texted me with various others with regards to this question of drinking wine, especially now. It's Mamash in Yonad Yoyim, so close before Purim. He definitely deserves a little bit of investigation. I mean, based on the halachas yesterday, it's a bit of a problem. Because what turns out is that if you drink a revis, which is not a very substantial amount, lechatchila, don't drink and daven. And if you drank more than that, well, then it depends. If you can't talk before the king, then even b'dievet, you're not yotze. If you can just about mumble something along and you can talk in front of the king, then b'dievet, it's fine. But either way, lechatchila, you're not meant to daven shemen esse once you've drank a revis. So really, it boils down to a bit of a problem. Think about Purim, and those of us who drink a little bit more, you're probably going to be doing more than a revis, depending on how your understanding is on Purim. Adda lo yoda, bein oru, leboruch, and the Lord Omar says you drink a bit more and you go to sleep, and that's how you feel. But surely, you're going to be davening after having drank a little bit. So, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? Good question. Okay. Now, I want to mention that I didn't manage to check it up, the Chaodom inside. But if I'm not mistaken, the Chaodom quoted in the Bialoche, in Hilchos Purim, says that, indeed, the reason why one shouldn't drink a lot, he's one of the opinions, you drink a lot? You drink a lot? Anybody drinks a lot? So he said that you drink a lot? You go. So he said that one of the main reasons, but the Chaodom argues that one shouldn't drink a lot of wine on Purim, and one should not, is precisely because of that. Because you're going to end up not davening Ma'ariv, not saying Shema, not saying Brochas properly, not benching properly. Therefore, just drink a tiny bit. Just drink a tiny bit. So he actually very much comes from that end. And he argues, don't drink too much because it's going to lead to questionable Ma'ariv, to questionable Shema. Precisely because of that. So I think that's very reassuring. However, those who daven more, there's of course plenty of Eden who do drink a little bit more than that. So how do they deal with all this? What's the answer? So I think the answer will have to be in Siv Gimel that we're going to be seeing now. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel. Kol Echad, everyone, Shushosui, somebody who is a little bit drunk. Sagilei, it's sufficient. So now we are addressing that how, if somebody does drink a little bit, when is he again allowed to daven again? Let's say you did drink. When can you go back to your siddur? When can you back? Not when can you go back to the wheel, but when can you go back to your siddur? When can you? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you may go back to daven, you may daven when you feel that the wine is gone. Kol echad shehu shosui sagile lefi ma shemagish benafsho shof yenoi. It's sufficient when you can feel that you're fit for davening again. That's when it's fine. So you can't say it's an hour, you can't say it's 5 hours, you can't say it's 10 hours. It depends. You have to be honest with yourself. Now I'm again ready to daven. Yeah, says the Rama. Lochein, therefore, ein nizhorin, we are not careful, b'yeinois shalon, with our wines, shein chazokin, that are not strong. Our wines are not particularly strong. Shemispalin, we daven, afal pish shosel revis v'yoisa. Nowadays, says the Rama, many people are lenient, that when they drink wine, they still daven afterwards. Kol shkenim, as he said that, because it's not, they wait a tiny bit, and then they feel it's gone away already, and that's why they're allowed to daven. And he said that certainly if you've got a siddur, also makes it better because you'll be able to daven properly with, supported by the siddur. What do you think about that? You'll be able to daven before the king anyway because you've got a siddur. It's going to help you. What do you think about that? Right, exactly. How can it help? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very much in line with what you were saying. Siv Kotnyu Zayin, Hanu Leishav Aminik. It's just to explain a certain minik. Avol Mikol Mokem Ein Nochon. It's not right. Don't just rely on that color. Of course, if you drink, if you drunk a little bit too much, yeah, If you've drunk a bit too much, then leave the siddur on for the while. But here comes, I think, the Yam Shel Shloim at the Mishneh Berurah, which I think is really the key of understanding. Rabbi Yisai, does anybody have a cup of wine during a siddur, Shabbos siddur? A cup of wine, I think that's pretty common. Do you have a bit of wine? Shabbos siddur, a bit of wine? Yeah? So how is that okay? In the, let's say you daven mincha, early mincha on Shabbos afternoon. You don't have any mincha. Good. Okay. No, you're quite right. It says the Mishnah as follows. Kosev Yam Shel Shloim Peik Beis Debeir. Uvi Yom Tev. On Yom Tev. Yochel Yispal Mincha. You're allowed to daven Mincha. Af Al Pi. Although. Shishoy Sek Tzas. Although you've drunk a bit of wine during the Suda. You're allowed to daven Mincha. Straight away. Why is that? The Yef Shosh Lam Tenat Shofi Yenoi. Because you can. You can't wait until the wine is completely gone away. For Kolchkin or Idna, even more so nowadays, the Belavachin Mechavne Kol Kach, we anyway don't have such great kavonas nowadays, we don't have to be makbid so much. Well, this is the heta now. Now, since we are anyway don't have such great kavonas, as to whether you're drunk or not drunk, your Shmona essay is unfortunately not going to be that great either. It's not going to be that great. It's a very sad reality, very humbling reality. Whether you're drunk or not drunk, your Shmona Esrei looks pretty much equal. So he says that therefore there's a leniency that on Yom Tov, he's talking about Yom Tov, but no doubt Shabbos as well, on Yom Tov, even if you drunk a bit of wine, you can go right off to Mincha. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said, yeah. Mishnah Berurah says.
Two questions. The first one is, does that mean that you're obligated to daven Mincha?
No. You're allowed to. It's actually, you're allowed to daven then as opposed to daven later on.
And then the second question is, the you didn't mention yesterday Sif Kof and Gimel, which seems to give a similar heta, but it seems to be a heta, the way I understand it, altogether. If you're going to miss Mincha, then...
Yeah, correct.
It's not the same heta, but yes. Time.
Not exactly. This is talking about... The Sifkot and Gimel address, if somebody's completely drunk, then he's not allowed to daven even if he's going to miss Shmona Esrei. As opposed to somebody who is only slightly... afterwards he mentions that Yamshel Shemenai, right. Yeah, but this is not talking about somebody's completely drunk. Yeah. Yes, you're right. So this is the same matter. To answer your question, yes, it is. Yeah. So... right. Without Purim, without a doubt, goes in the same category. That the Mefarshim say that on the Poskim say on Purim as well, there is room for leniency that since we're not anyway, so not our kavanah is not so great, so therefore on Ma'ariv of Purim there is room to be mekel and say that he's allowed to drink is allowed to daven as well, although he has drank more than Rav Yis. However, what do you think about somebody who's completely drunk? Can't talk before the king. What's going to be the halacha then? Will that kula apply as well? No. Somebody's completely drunk. Can't say a word. Can't say two words that make sense. So there, the post can say no. Actually, if he's in that state, then he can't. He can't daven. He can't daven. There's no room for leniency. Whatever happens. Okay. Simon Kuf. Tfilas hamoye to ichlesada. Top of page 260. Tefillah shel moyadois, the tefillah of Yom Tovim, v'shel Rosh Chodesh shemen of Rosh Chodesh, tzorich lehazdir tefillah so kodim shispal, kedei shetei shkura befev. A person has to prepare the tefillahs in order to know exactly what he's davening. You have to prepare to know what you're going to be davening on Yom Tov. You need to prepare. V'yeish oim, says the Ramah, davka kshem ispal in alpeh. This is only in previous years. That there was no machsoirim, there was no sidurim, and people would be davening by heart. So if it's by heart, you need to prepare in advance. What we're going to be davening, and you try to memorize what you're going to be davening. However, nowadays, but when you're davening from a seder, mutter, you don't have to prepare anything. Just rely on the seder, on the machsa. You don't have to prepare anything. Because you see what you're going to be davening. Yeah. It's licking the siddur. They must have been more or less knowing it by heart anyway. It's about, you know, like before Yom Tov, you go over it and they're like...
It could have been one or two. Not everybody had a siddur. Maybe there were one or two and they would have to learn and prepare.
Yeah. Yeah. But you could. There was enough. If you prepared enough, you'd be able to daven. Be able to daven. Right. Says the Mishnah in Sifkoton Beis. It is wrong people who say Kiddush Levona by heart. And they don't prepare in advance. They're not fluent in it. Because you don't know it by heart. You're going to make a mistake. And Sifkoten Gimel, Mitoi Chasidah, Vetfiles, Vepyutim, Shechomu Perusham, Tzorech Lahazdi Tchila, Voloi Mani Sefer Bazeh. It says in Mishabuhem, you know, with regards to the Piyutim and various tefillahs, which are difficult to understand, and difficult, you don't exactly know the translation, you should prepare them. Even if you have a Siddur, even if you have a Machsa, you should prepare them before Yom Tov. Habayi Sa, what do you think about that?
Good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Slichas, very good. Now, I don't know if you have that experience as well. I remember that when I was, do you remember in Gates of Yeshiva, we had a vaad by the Mashkiach. On the whole Elul, he would give us a vaad, good of Chabura, on the tefillahs, go through the tefillahs, with a bit of explanation, primarily translation, but a bit of explanation as well. And wonder what, how did you actually feel when you davened those? Obviously, you davened without much get to Kavana. Obviously, if you understand the tefillahs, you know what you're doing, you know what you're saying, you can't compare it. Tefillah becomes suddenly on a higher level. So this is very much in line with what the Mishnah Berurah says. Try to prepare the tefillahs beforehand. And it is well known that the Heilige Piskarov, Zichroni Livracha, the Heilige Piskarov, he didn't hold of saying Piyutim. He didn't say Piyutim. The Piskarov didn't say Piyutim. But, he didn't say Piyutim during davening, but would always ensure to go through them and to prepare them and to say them beforehand, to make sure there's nothing that actually brings a person into the atmosphere of Yom Tov more than the Piyutim. The Piyutim were written by Gdolim, by Mamash Tzadikim, and Shoinim sometimes, and there's nothing that brings the atmosphere of Yom Tov as much as the Piyutim. Okay, and that leads us to Simon Kuf Aleph. Shetzorech lechaven b'chol ha-brochos. One should have kavona by the brochos. Oh, I say, what happens if you're in the middle of saying Shemona Esa? I don't know if that happened to you ever. I'm sure it didn't. And it's suddenly up to Allah Tzadikim. And it's suddenly you realize, one second, what am I doing over here? And then you are, and then you suddenly, oh, I really had no kavona. This is really absolutely a non-starter. I was mamish still discussing something with my kids. I was mamish still having my conversation with my wife. I'm still at work. I'm doing my, it's not a night. And then you're in the middle of Allah Tzadikim, and then you realize that you had no kavana whatsoever, even for the beginning of Shemona Esa. Yoitze or not Yoitze, what do you do? Absolutely no kavana. Autopilot. Autopilot at its best. Very good. Who's to say that when you start, it's going to look no better? Go in your mind for the first three brachas. Very interesting. The first three brachas, what my Kagan suggests, go through the first brachas in your mind. Yeah, but don't, if you're up to Sim Shalom, then leave it. Never mind. Yeah, it's not going to work. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hamispalel, Simon Kuf Aleph. You must have kavana all the brachos. You can't daven in any language. Hamispalel, the one who davens. You need to have kavana with all the brachos. And if you're unable to have kavana b'chulam for all of them, lefochos, at the very least, yechavein be'ovos, you should have kavana by the brach of ovos. At the very beginning, at the very beginning of Ovis. Is that realistic, Rabbi Isai? To have Kavana during Bochas? To drink Ovis? Realistic. Ve'im lo kevein be Ovis, and if you didn't have Kavana during Ovis, for the first Boch of Ovis, afal pi, although, shekivim b'chol asha, although you had Kavana at the beginning, although you had Kavana for all the remaining Shemona Esa, yachzoy, you should return, ve'ispal, you go over Shemona Esa again. The Shulchan Aruch holds. You daven Shemona Esa. Let's see if we can spot it. You had, you davened this without kavana. And all this, you had the most amazing kavana in your ever. You had the proper, beautiful kavana. But suddenly you realize over here, oh no, you realize this is all beautiful kavana. Suddenly you realize, oh no, I didn't have kavana at the beginning of Shemona Esther. Said Shulchan Aruch, tough luck. Step back and start again. Because, why is it? Because you didn't have kavana at the beginning. Your Shemona Esther is a waste of, it's not, you're not Yotze. Because you need to have kavana in the first book of, during Ovis. Says the Rama, and that's a very sobering reality. We are idna nowadays. Ein choizrim b'shvil chisorin kavona. The Rama says nowadays we do not go back and go start Shemona Esrei again because of lack of kavona. Shaf bechazora, even when we go over Shemona Esrei again, koroivu, it is very likely shelo yichaven, he will not have kavona. Im kein, therefore. Lama Yachsoy, why should you go over Shemona Esrei again? What a sad reality, Rabbi Kagan. Isn't it a very sad reality? There is no point going over Shemona Esrei again, because it ain't going to help. Ain't going to help. You're going to be there, same place. Yeah, that's written, that's right. That's written by the Ramos from 400 years ago. Yeah. It's not going to help. Yeah, if somebody's not. Pardon? Nowadays, we're much worse. Absolutely, much worse. Much worse, but I think that the probably expectation is probably, I suppose, accordingly. I don't know, but it's really, really. If somebody has got no, so, yeah, it's mamish. So yeah, says the Rama that you have. There's no. There's if a person has no kavana, it doesn't help to go back. So it's really interesting because ultimately the question over here is. And I'm not quite sure what you think about it. I'm not quite sure. Rabbi Sai, in which nekuda is he choylik with the Shulchan Aruch? What does he say? Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't have kavana, you have to say it over again. You're not Yotze. What does the Rama hold? Why? You're not going to have kavana anyway. So therefore, what does he mean? Are you Yotze or not Yotze? So, why? Exactly. Exactly. He doesn't seem to be choylek. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not yoytze. Go back. One second. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not yoytze. Go back. Rama says, no point going back because it's not going to help. You're going to do even more. It's not. So it appears, the simple understanding of the Rama, I fully agree with you, it would appear that it's not choylik on the Shulchan Aruch, that's whether you're Yotze or not Yotze. You're taking no Yotze, but there's no point going back. That's a simple pshat, I don't know what you think about it. Exactly, so that's what he says. Don't go back, because it's going to be brachas levatola. Beautiful, that's an excellent question. That's a brilliant, brilliant question. That is Bialoch's question, Chaldom's question. That's a brilliant question. Mr. Valina asks a question, and he says, it's a brilliant question. Here's the follow-up. Okay, let's say you're up to, where should we be up to? You're up to Shema Koleinu. Instead of Shema Koleinu, for some reason, the autopilot switched off. And then he said, oh no, what have I done? I'm up to Shema Koleinu, I haven't had any kavana. So Mr. Valina asks a question, and he says, one second here. According to what we've learned now, Shulchan Aruch certainly, and probably Rama as well, you're not being yotze because you don't have kavana doing ovus. So if that's the case, what is the head to keep going? You're not yotze. Fine, so you're not yotze. You're not yotze. Shulchan Aruch says go back. Rama says don't go back because it's no point. But, well, what's the heta? Mr. Berlin asks, how can I carry on Shemona Esther? How can I continue Shemona Esther? How can I? Yeah. Oh. So I want to tell you a little bit of a chiddush. The Bialocha says exactly this question. And I'll tell you what the Bialocha says. Bialocha says, if you look in the Bialocha, ho'idna in choizrin, the Bialocha, he brings this, look, we can start the second line. He's passed at the Giboyer. and he didn't have kohen b'avos. Kevin the mitzad adin lo yotze b'zeh, since he's not yotze, ha'ich noim aloi, how can we tell him, she'voichot brochas shelo yotze b'hem? How can we tell him to carry on going and saying brochas, which he won't be yotze with? Achet ichosel lo b'yekas avos, he's missing b'yekas avos. So he says, how can, what's that? And then if you, the bialoch, that's mamash your question, right? So look at the, well, the bialoch, I'm skipping a few lines, and look at the second, the two last lines. Says the bialoch, Rabbi Yosef, and it's halach lemaisa, according to the Mishnah Berurah. I have another eitzah. V'yoyse nirali eitzah acheres b'oifen zeh. Shelo yoyma oit ato klal. Stop! Stop! Says the bialoch. Stop! Stop now! V'yamtin al hashatz, and wait for the chazan. Sheyem bekas ovis. He's going to say ovis in a minute. He's going to be moitzi you. V'kshigya hashatz libekas ato giboy. And when the chazan reaches ato giboy, yes, chel batzim, he can continue independently. You can't daven ovos anymore. You're going to be waiting for the shat. Shat's going to be made to you. So according to the bialach rabbeisai, if somebody realizes, and he suddenly realizes, this was a bad one, I didn't have any kavana, then what you should do, stop and wait for the chazan. The Chazan is going to say, Ovis, he's going to be moitz you, you continue afterwards. That's what the Bialoch is. Rabbi Sai, although I know, what do you think about this? You're not going to completely miss Kedusha.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Kedusha, let him mind Kedusha. You're going to be, Okay, so that's assuming that, yes, the Shliach, good point. That's a valid point as well. That although initially the Chazan was Moitzi She'enei Boki, nowadays we're all saying Shemana Esa himself, it doesn't occur to the average Chazan that he's actually might be moitzi, yankel in the back. It's true. Question is to what extent he needs that positive knowledge, a positive kavanah. He might not need it, but good, very valid point. He might need.
You don't have, if you start at the beginning, after the first three, you don't go back in your mind.
This suggestion is not mentioned in Bialocha. It's not mentioned. I'm going to say something similar in a minute. This, Rabbi Yosai, although I know some people who do it, I've seen people doing it, and I know that some people go according to Bialocha. I don't think that's the general practice. I don't think that's a commonly what people do. What do you think? Is that what commonly people do? Is that what common people do? Commonly people do? Yeah, I don't know. So there is a choinim who suggests the following. The question, what was the question again? The question was, how can you carry on? So some achronim and poskim want to suggest, the Stapler writes about it, and other achronim, they say the following. He says, you know what? And that's what you said, Mr. Shenholz. No? What did you say? What was your words? You said something. You clearly said something. You said that it's not a complete shmona. You said it.
Oh.
So cousins. It's the same thing. Same mishpacha. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold of that, obviously, but some achronim want to say that, you know what, it's maybe not a shpitz shmoneh eseh, but you can't call it nothing. It's enough of a shmoneh eseh that allows you to continue where you have to. Of course, the ratchila don't do that. Of course, it's not brilliant. But it's enough, it's not a bochel avatala. You're still saying shmoneh eseh. You're still saying the words of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the holy words. The heilige words, there's a lot of beautiful words. So even if a person doesn't fully, but nevertheless, it's still something. And it's not Bokhla Batola, and therefore he's going to have to continue what he's up to. And hopefully he's going to be Chazak from now, he's going to have continued Kavanah for the rest of Shemoneh Esreh. That's an approach. According to that, if you have made up Shemoneh Esreh and you realize that you didn't have Kavanah, you should just continue. The star place quoted, it's in the, you can see it over here, it's actually mentioned. You will see it in where is it? Yeah, very good, that's right. Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Korekir mitzvah. Yeah, there's something to it. Yeah. Alpha Bishloi Kivan. Yeah. Right. That's pretty much what you said, right? So we've got Baruch Hashem the stipler and Rav Gideon Baruch Hashem. Right. Yeah. So that's a chiddush. But again, it doesn't go really with what the Mishnah Berurah holds. But then again, I don't know how many people, it's not common, I don't think it's common practice to do what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Also, I don't know. It's interesting. It appears interesting that throughout all these centuries prior to the Mishnah Berurah, nobody recommended that because the question is such a straight out question. So it would put the pash. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? That. But how? What's the head to finish off Shemoneh Esrei? Well, you just step back in the middle.
No, you finish off according to note 13.
Yeah. That it's a very nice al pi musa. It's very nice. However, halachically, how is that going to work? How is that going to work? No, it's not mamash. Because if we go according to the bialocha, then the way it's operating is that he's moitzi you. He's going to be moitzi you the entire Shemoneh Esrei. He's moitzi you the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Okay. Just to recap very briefly what we learned tonight. We spoke again about somebody with shikha and shosui. We learned somebody is allowed to daven again when he feels that it's gone away. We learned that the Rama is a little bit more makel nowadays. And he says actually the svara that if somebody's got a siddur, he's more likely to be able to daven nicely. The Mishnah Berurah points out the Amshal Shloimeh that nowadays we don't have such great kavon anyway, so there's room for leniency. Simon Kuf told us that when it comes to tefillas of Yom Tovim, one has to prepare the tefillas. The Rama says that's only if it's baal peh, if it's in writing, you don't need to prepare all too much. But the Mishnah Berurah does say piyutim and all special tefillas should be prepared. Simon Kuf Aleph tells us that one should have kavonah for all the Shemoneh Esrei over offices ma'akev. The Rama says it's no point going back because you're not going to have kavon in the first place. And we discussed in great detail the question of how can a person continue Shemoneh Esrei if he had no kavon in the beginning. And we mentioned the Bialocha's approach, which Taka says you should stop and wait for the Chazan to promote you. And we learned about Shlomo Zalman's over the Stapes Mahalach that it's still considered Shemoneh Esrei and should continue. Good Shabbos, Abayis.